My name is Professor David Patterson, and I'm from the University of St Andrews in Scotland, and we're involved in the NERC-funded work studying the effects of ocean acidification. Ocean acidification is the phenomena where the pH of the oceans is declining, and that's due to the increase in carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. The particular part of the work that we're involved with is to do with the study of how that pH decline in the oceans may affect different organisms. And I have a project at the moment with a PhD student, Nikki Khanna, who is studying the effect of this decline in pH on a very special group of organisms. These organisms are called foraminifera, and they have a calcareous covering outside of the shell. And one of the effects of a lowering pH is that it makes it harder for organisms that create a calcareous covering to make the covering. And one of the effects that we sometimes see is that these calcareous shells thin or perhaps disappear. And that affects many different groups of organisms, including mollusks and some other groups as well. The foraminifera are very small. You can't see them very easily with the naked eye, maybe just, but they are still an important group. And they have a very unusual method of feeding. The calcareous shell has small holes in it, and the forams are able to send out small streamers, almost like little feet that they can extrude from the shell and grab onto food particles. And then these streamers pull the food back to the shell, and then the organism can eat them. Now, some of the food's relatively easy to handle, but other food items are not. And the particular group of forams that we're looking at the moment eat organisms known as diatoms. And diatoms themselves have a tough outer cell wall, which is actually made of silica, almost like glass. So to be able to eat those, the foraminifera have to break them open. And they do this using structures on the surface of the shell that they have, which are like teeth. So what happens when a foram is feeding on a diatom is that the diatom is captured by these streamers, pulled into the foraminifera, and then broken across the teeth. And this is a process we've filmed in the laboratory. And it's quite an unusual method of feeding, but very effective if you're feeding on something that has its own shell material. So the forams can eat a lot of diatoms, and they're adapted to do that quite quickly and effectively. The problem is that as the pH of the surrounding media and the seawater lowers, then the foraminifera don't seem to be able to form the calcareous shell that they used to. It becomes eroded and thinner, and also the teeth themselves, the ones that are used to break open the diatoms, lose shape, reduce in size, and this gets worse as the pH declines. So what Nikki has shown is that the foraminifera that are grown under low pH cannot feed in their normal way. And so they will probably have two options. They'll have to change their food resource, or they may die out. And if this happens in nature, it means that we're altering the bottom of one of the food chains, and we don't know what the consequences of that will be. And this research just adds another piece of evidence which causes us concern about what happens to the ecology of the oceans as the pH declines. So while in itself we're talking about relatively small organisms, they're very widely distributed, and the diatoms they graze on are an important part of the food chain as well. So the balance of the community may change, and we don't as yet know whether this is something that will cause us problems in the future, or is just a change that can be coped with by the biodiversity and diversity of life that we have. However, it does show that one of the effects of ocean acidification is something that may make a small change in a particular population of organisms, and we don't know what the global consequences of that will be.